Kerrigan, Kerrigan, which way is east? Which way is east? She imagines the bird looking down at the clearing where the rectangular thatched roof squats over their house. It sees the lagoon in front and the creek and the paddy field behind. The bird's cry can go on for hours, depriving them of sleep, but just then it is cut off abruptly as though a cobra has snuck up on it. In the silence that follows, the creek sings no lullaby, only grumbling over the polished pebbles. She awakes before dawn while her mother still sleeps. Through the window, the water in the paddy field shimmers like beaten silver. On the front veranda, her father's ornate charu casera, or lounging chair, sits forlorn and empty. She lifts the writing pallet that straddles the long wooden arms and seats herself. She feels her father's ghostly impression preserved in the cane weave. On the banks of the lagoon, four coconut trees grow sideways, skimming the water as if to preen at their reflections before straightening to the heavens. Goodbye, lagoon. Goodbye, creek.
Molly,
her father's only brother, had said the previous day, to her surprise. Of late, he wasn't in the habit of using the endearment Molly, daughter, with her.
We found a good match for you.
His tone was oily, as though she were 4, not 12.
Your groom values the fact that you're from a good family, a priest's daughter.
She knew her uncle had been looking to get her married off for a while, but she still felt he was rushing to arrange this match. What could she say? Such matters were decided by adults. The helplessness on her mother's face embarrassed her. She felt pity for her mother when she so wanted to feel respect. Later, when they were alone, her mother said,
Molly, this is no longer our house. Your uncle...
She was pleading as if her daughter had protested. Her words had trailed off, her eyes darting around nervously. The lizards on the walls carried tails.
How different from here can life be there? You'll feast at Christmas, fast for Lent, church on Sundays, the same Eucharist, the same coconut palms and coffee bushes. It's a fine match. He's of good means.
Why would a man of good means marry a girl of little means, a girl without a dowry? What are they keeping secret from her? What does he lack? Youth, for one. He's 40. He already has a child. A few days before, after the marriage broker had come and gone, she overheard her uncle chastise her mother, saying,
So what if his aunt drowned? Is that the same as a family history of lunacy? Who ever heard of a family with a history of drownings? Others are always jealous of a good match, and they'll find one thing to exaggerate.
Seated in his chair, she strokes the polished arms and thinks for a moment of her father's forearms. Like most Malayali men, he'd been a lovable bear, hair on arms, chest, and even his back, so one never touched skin except through soft fur. On his lap, in this chair, she learned her letters. When she did well in the church school, he said,
You have a good head, but being curious is even more important. High school for you, college too, why not? I won't let you marry young like your mother.
The bishop had posted her father to a troubled church near Mundakayam that had no steady achan because the Mohammedan traders had caused mischief. It wasn't a place for family, with morning mist still nibbling at the knees at midday and rising to the chin by evening, and where dampness brought on wheezing, rheumatism, and fevers. Less than a year into his posting, he returned with teeth-chattering chills, his skin hot to the touch, his urine running black. Before they could get help, his chest stopped moving. When her mother held a mirror to his lips, it didn't mist. Her father's breath was now just air. That was the saddest day of her life. How could marriage be worse? She rises from the cane seat for the last time. Her father's chair and his teak platform bed inside are like a saint's relics for her. They retain the essence of him, if only she might take them to her new home. The household stirs. She wipes her eyes, squares her shoulders, lifts her chin, lifts it to whatever.